The loom, the wool processing, spinning and weaving were very important activities of the women in Lurus who personally made the needed clothing, blankets and household linen. As verification that the people of Lurus did weave for trade, in the 1800s there were houses where 4 or 5 looms were working at the same time to produce fabrics exported throughout Sardinia. In the mid-19th century in Lurus there were more than 150 working looms. In this room, there are several looms for wool and linen on display. There is a precious and ancient example of a horizontal loom which dates back to the 1600s. You will also see an example of a typical weaving in the style for the Lurus area, Sceaux de Segno Lurisinchu. Another very special item is the tapestry on the right wall to the left of the door. The experts were not able to accurately date it, but they established that it was the most ancient drawing in Sardinian weaving. This is one of the only 3 known existing examples. The cork worker, the cork processing. In this room you can follow the several cork processing phases with the tools and machinery used from 1700 up to the first half of the 1900s. The phases include the extraction of cork from the plants to the boiling step, then from the cutout of the cork board to the production of the strips. Next from the cork cut in the shape of a square to the choice of the squared cork, and the final stage of processing the cork. The cork, known for its excellent insulating characteristics, is used to produce high-quality wine corks, but also in housebuilding, in the footwear industry and handicrafts. Cork stripping takes place only from the first days of May to the end of August, when the cork comes off more easily without causing any damage to the plant. The first cork stripping from a young oak, Quercus subba, the so-called demischiatura, occurs when the tree is 25 to 30 years old and is about 60 centimeters in circumference, and a height of 1.3 meters. It is obtained by grinding cork almost like a thick powder. This is called the first cork stripping, sughero maschio or sugherone. The next cork strippings are not done for at least 10 years to allow the cork to develop, but may also be delayed to every 12 to 13 years if the cork did not reach an acceptable size prior to that time. The product obtained is called second cork strip NG, sughero gentile o sughero femmina, and if it is of a good quality, it is used to make corks. The skilled workers in stripping are called scorzini. They use a very sharp axe as their tool to make some cuts. One cut, called crown or necklace, corona o colana, is made horizontally, around the plant, at a height from the ground, of about 2/3 times the circumference of the oak, and other 2 or 3 cuts, called rulers or openings, are made vertically, but even more cuts are made if the tree is especially large. This is the most delicate step of the work because they have to apply a lot of strength on the hatchet to cut the cork. But at the same time it is absolutely necessary to avoid cutting below the phellagen, or mamina. If this is damaged it leads to the ruin of the plant. A skilled cork worker must know how to use strength and softness, and must recognize the physical characteristics of the cork that must be stripped in order to operate accordingly. The next step is the cork detachment. The handle of the axe, with a wedge-shaped end, is inserted between the cork and the plant starting from the rulers, and using it as a lever it is possible to obtain the different strips of cork. These strips are called planks and other workers are in charge of picking them up. These are almost always carried on the workers' shoulders because it is rare to get inside the cork forest with any vehicle or other means of transport. They are then piled up where they will be loaded on the trucks that will take them to the cork factory where the various steps of processing into a final product will begin.